find your center is centered around City Hall, and basically the geographical area that we've got under study runs from St. David's Park in the southwest all the way over to, say, Park Place. It follows a boundary along Topsa Road and along the trailway, includes the Waterford River for a majority of the city of Mount Pearl.
And so I guess basically it is a strategy to reinvigorate the center of Mount Pearl. Am I right in saying that?
That's correct. Well, council over the years, and I've been on council now 12 years, has always talked about core development as well as re-intensification of some parts of the city of Mount Pearl. In a low-growth environment, it seems to make more sense to grow up a little bit as opposed to be growing out. So we formed a strategic plan as a council 3.5 years ago, and one of those pillars, as we call it, was to re-intensify the city. But all along with that, we also want to make sure that we're taking advantage and developing in a responsible way along the Waterford River.
How are the first steps of this plan or strategy going to be realized?
Well, we're focused basically on retail, relaxation, and recreation. That's our theme for Find Your Center. Going forward, we still have to consult with our residents. So we've had some consultation sessions via a consultant we hired, Mills and Wright, with our what we call our community partners, like the Waterford Valley Rotary Club, the Grand Concourse, as well as the Conservation Corps. We've used our interactions with them and the public to form up a plan. Now, the time frame between now and, say, the end of August, it's the time to sit down with our residents, and council on June 24th will host a virtual engagement session where we want our residents to come out and give us some feedback on our plans for the future.
And I know that the Waterford River also plays a role in this. How come? And what is the direction that's moving in?
Well, we see that as an ecological gem within the city, but we also see an opportunity to develop it responsibly. And as part of that, we want to make sure that the river stays as pristine, pollution-free as possible. So that'll be one of the perspectives we'll be approaching it from. But we also see an opportunity to enjoy the natural beauty and the ecosystem that's along the river. So, as part of this plan, we can envision some trails being put in, more trail access, as well as the twinning of the trail on one part of the river. We want to attract more people to it, whether they're walkers or hikers. And with that, too, we also want to augment the whole neighborhood with more retail. The consideration will be then, via our planning processes and our land uses, we'll be enabling the city to grow upward as opposed to outward. But the center point will be the Waterford River, no doubt.
And what do you mean by upward? Are we going to start to see skyscrapers in Mount Pearl, or is that sort of just a figure of speech?
I would say skyscrapers, but our thoughts are, and assuming our residents endorse this, but our thoughts are that we would see private investment would come along to start adding stories, yes, to buildings. It may require, as well as that, a parking and a transportation plan to take into account the greater intensity. But that would be the way to expand the retail, to provide the services that supplement this whole area as being a destination within the city of Mount Pearl and a destination within the region.
And you did mention that a starting point for the Find Your Center would have come from the 2019 strategic plan. So that was before the pandemic. I mean, is everything there still relevant, or is it more flexible as you move forward?
Well, here's the amazing thing. We've had to, during the pandemic, we've had to totally retool how we deliver city services to ensure our residents and to ensure our employees are safe. But in amongst that, our city staff and the economic development group have been working on this plan and doing virtual engagement sessions, and they pulled all this together during a pandemic. And I think it's really important coming out of the pandemic that economic development be one of the key priorities, not just for the city of Mount Pearl, but for the region as well as the province as a whole. There's no doubt that many of the businesses and our residents have taken a hit in terms of incomes and profits. We want to foster an environment going forward where we can capture some of that back and to ensure that those businesses are successful. If they're successful, the city will be successful.